Editor. With reference to the various articles and letters printed regarding the provincial government's requirement to build thousands of houses in Delta, I would like to submit a couple of thoughts. The birth rate in Canada has been below replacement numbers for over a decade, so why is there a housing shortage if Canadians aren't having babies? There is not a shortage of housing, there is an abundance of ridiculously priced homes. Vancouver has one of the most unaffordable housing markets in the world, so we don't need more cheap housing, we need to reverse the ever-increasing cost of housing. Both issues are a direct result of governments interfering in the natural housing market and upsetting the balance. If the federal government introduced a reasonable number of immigrants into the country, the existing housing market could cope. If the immigrants admitted were not multimillionaires, the house prices would have not risen to the unacceptable level they have. So, what is happening is young Canadian adults have given up on ever owning a house and for the same reason aren't having children. So now that these governments have created this situation, they want taxpayers to assist in building dense housing projects basically to house new immigrants and all the infrastructure that goes with it and disrupt our way of life. I suggest we drop the number of immigrants and drop the need for massive government housing projects. Greg Hoover.